there's a statement that says you don't get something for nothing. Right. There's another one that says if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Right. And you get what you pay for. And then this last one, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Thank you. You just confirmed what I was saying. You see, we hear these statements and we kind of almost sometimes govern our lives by statements like that, don't we? The focus of our attention this morning is that last one. Okay? If you want something done right, do it yourself. You know, how often do we really live that statement? You say? And I wonder if, when it comes to faith, how often do we really live that statement? You see? In other words, how much faith do we really have in God being able to do things right? Now keep in mind, right oftentimes means how we want it to be, right? You see? And so my point here is that I think a lot of times, you know, we face different things in our lives and we have an idea of how it needs to work out. And sometimes our faith or lack thereof can get in the way as to whether God's going to work it out the way we really feel like it should be worked out. Let me call your attention to this story that we read at the beginning. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 27, there's two blind men that, you know, call out to Jesus. Okay? Have mercy on us, son of David. And Jesus, as he discusses their situation with them, okay, he asked them the simple question, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Now, that's a question that I think you and I, when it comes to our faith, really need to be asking ourselves. Okay? This truly is one of those examples of someone walking by faith, literally not by sight. They couldn't see Jesus. They had probably heard a lot of things about Jesus and things that he had done. They couldn't see the results of any of the things that Jesus done. They were blind. And so walking by faith, they cried out to Jesus. One of the important factors in this is that their faith was declared before Jesus healed them, wasn't it? See? Before they got healed, they declared their faith in Jesus. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes. See? So they had the faith before they received the blessing. The first question I think that we really need to focus on this morning is that question that Jesus asked these two men. Do you believe that he is able? This really isn't about faith healing. That's not what this passage is all about, you see. And people will say sometimes today, if you're not familiar with that term, you know, that the reason you didn't get God's answer is because you don't have enough faith. You see, again, the faith is declared even before the blessing came. See? And that doctrine isn't really a doctrine that is in accordance with what the Scriptures teach, not the way it is often spoke of today. But there is that faith level that we have got to have in God to begin with. Do you believe that He is able? That's the question. Or do you feel like that if you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself? See, to me, and that's what I want to focus on with this passage this morning, is the difficulty that so often we have of turning things over to God in faith versus trying to do it ourselves. That's what faith really requires. Do you really believe that God is able to handle whatever's going on in your life? Or do you feel like that you need to take care of it yourself and handle things in your own way? That maybe God's not acting fast enough. Now, I don't know, you know, you don't have to raise your hand, but just think about it. How many of you maybe are in that category with whatever's going on in your life, you know, that says, well, yeah, I believe that God could do it, but there's a problem. He's not getting this done right away, and I need it done. You know, He's not acting fast enough. You're in good company. I don't know if you realize that or not, but you know, Abraham and Sarah were in that category, weren't they? God made them a promise, and He wasn't acting on it fast enough. And so they came up with their own solutions, didn't they? And sometimes I think we try to do that. We decide that maybe we need to handle it instead of having enough faith that God is able. But we have to remember that not only is He able, but He's going to do it on His terms, not ours. And I think that's where we so often get into trouble with our faith. Our faith clashes with our terms. And I have faith in God that He can do this if He does it this way, or if He does it in this amount of time, or... And that's where our terms kind of get in the way. It's interesting that these two men cry out to Jesus, and I don't see any terms here. I just see a declaration of faith that again was even before the question that Jesus asked. Son of David, have mercy on us. You've got to stop and think about it. The impossible odds that they were up against. And they're blind. What are the chances of someone that's totally blind being able to ever see again back then? They didn't have all the technology that we have today and the surgeries and all of the things that folks have opportunity for sometimes, not always, but sometimes, to have their sight restored. Not very good odds at that at all back then. But then there's Jesus. And the odds change, don't they? You see? The odds change. But facing impossible odds of an expectation to ever be able to see again, or to see, period. And these men hear about Jesus. And when they find out that He's right there in their midst, they cry out to Him for mercy. Because they know how desperate their situation is. It's a situation that really says, if you read through between the lines in here, you see, it really says, without Jesus, they don't have a chance. Let me ask you this question. What kind of impossible odds are you facing in your life at this time? What kinds of things are going on in your life or in your family or whatever that you perhaps are looking at and going, there's no way? Okay. Maybe it's some kind of a terrible sin that you've been involved in your life at some point. And you're looking at it and feeling like that there's just no way that God could ever forgive you for what you've done. Maybe it's a marriage problem or a family, some other kind of family problem that just seems like it's impossible to ever be able to fix. Maybe it's a job problem or other relational problems. Maybe it's financial problems. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? We sometimes tend to look at those situations that we're in and see that the odds of this ever being fixed or coming out in my favor are impossible. Just like these two men would have looked at their blindness. That is, until Jesus came along. See? And when Jesus comes along, then the odds change, don't they? You see? The odds change tremendously when Jesus comes into the picture. It did for them, and it will for us today too, if we will have faith. You see? The seemingly impossible becomes possible, for even as the angel declared to Mary, all things are possible with God, right? So when we have the faith, even that Mary had, we then begin to understand, just like these two men, there is no such thing as an impossible situation. Not with God. See? Not with God. As long as we act on faith. Not by sight. Do you believe that He's able to take care of it? That's the question that we have to consider. Whatever it is that we're facing, that Jesus would say, do you believe that I am able? How would you respond to that? Yes, Lord, but I'm afraid that too often that's how we respond to Him. Yes, Lord, but. And the reality of it is that there's no but about it. See? These men could have said, yes, Lord, I believe, but you know, we've been blind a long time. But they didn't. See? What kinds of things do we throw in there when we say, yes, Lord, but? In your, whatever it is you face in your life, those seemingly impossible situations that you believe that God is able, but? What do you put in there? Whatever it is, you got to get over it. You got to get past it. You got to get it out of there because there is no but. It's either yes, Lord, I believe, or it's no, I don't believe. But again, you see, it's got to be on His terms, not yours. It's typically, if you stop and think about it, if you're really honest about it, usually the but has to do with something about our terms, doesn't it? Again, that's where we get into trouble with faith. According to your faith, Jesus says. According to your faith. Basically, that statement, I think that what Jesus is really telling them there is, you have believed you could be healed accordingly. In other words, because you have believed, then it's going to happen. According to your faith. You see, I think that a lot of times fundamentally we have a problem with faith and also with grace. And that's what takes us back to that we sometimes feel like we got to handle things on our own. Well, God can work it out, but I'm not sure He's going to work it out the way I want Him to. How many times have you maybe ever said that? You don't have to hold up your hand. But probably if we're honest, everybody's hand would be up if I asked you to, right? Because it's what we do. According to your faith, do we really believe that God will give us His grace in our time of need? And I think sometimes the problem is we don't really realize that He's already given it to us. In other words, we're sometimes standing around waiting to get something that God's already given us and we just don't see it. Sometimes even God is already taking care of the problem that we're struggling with and we don't even see it because we're not looking for God's solution, we're looking for ours. God would say, according to your faith. And then we run into the problem of feeling like that we have to take care of the situation on our own. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 said, through Jesus we have gained access by faith into His grace, which we now stand. You realize that? You realize that you're already standing in God's grace? If you are a Christian, if you've given your life to Christ and been baptized to wash away your sins, you are already standing in God's grace. Now, how's that make you feel this morning? I mean, you know, think about it. God gave you this beautiful day to enjoy, and on top of that, He's reminding you through His Spirit today that you're already standing in His grace. How much better can He get? You see? And you're not even going to get charged extra for that this morning, okay? I just want to make sure you're still with me here, okay? You're already in His grace. You don't have to stand by and wonder and hoping. Paul's declared you're already there. You already have His grace and His mercy. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, there Paul talking about grace and faith. He says, by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It comes from Him. In the same way that God gives us a beautiful day like this, He gives us His grace and His mercy and His love. He already has. And the reason He does that is so that we would be drawn to Him in that faith and learn to rely on Him and to trust Him through whatever impossible odds that we're facing in our life at any given time. God wants us to know that we're already in His grace. We already have His love and His mercy. If we would just learn to trust in Him. You see, I think that the other part of the problem is that sometimes we try to take by force what God has given to us by grace. Think about that. We try to take by force what God has already given by grace. Just like, as I mentioned earlier, Abraham and Sarah tried to force what needed to happen when God had already given it to them. Oh, they didn't physically have the son yet, but He'd already promised it. And it's like Jacob, who deceived his father and stole his brother's birthright and his blessing, instead of allowing for God to work things the way that God wanted them to be worked. And yeah, then there's Moses who struck the rock instead of speaking to it. You see, we're so often what we're doing is we're trying to put our influence and our way into things that God is taking care of. And I think we do that because we just don't have the faith that God requires of us. What are you struggling with in your life? What would you be standing on the side of the road hollering out to Jesus if the opportunity were there for you to have Jesus come by? And what would be the situation? Would it, these men, they were physically blind. And here was Jesus, and they cried out to Him in faith, "Son of David, have mercy on us." What would you be crying out to Jesus for in your life this morning? Whatever situation or circumstance that it might be, Jesus would ask you, I believe, the same question that He asked these men. Do you believe that I am able? How are you going to answer that question? Would it be just like they did, "Yes, Lord"? Or would it be, "Yes, Lord, but"? You see, it really does come down to our faith. And recognizing and realizing that we are already standing in God's grace and He wants to bless us. But it's got to be on His terms, not ours. Do you believe that He is able? We're going to stand and sing a song. Steve, if you'll come up. And we use that song as an invitation song. And whatever maybe is on your heart this morning, maybe there's something that you need to respond to Jesus about. How will you answer Him with whatever is going on? If we can help you with that, if the Lord through this church would help to answer your request, then let us know what it is so God can use us in that way. For those who are not Christians, if you're not a Christian here this morning, then you can become one if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life. You can do that right now this morning. Call upon Him as Lord. Repent of your sins that are separating you from God. Have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that this morning. Why? Because God is able to forgive your sins and make you whole again. If we can serve you in any way, I'll be up here in the front to receive you. Ted will be in the back. If you'd like to have a private prayer or conversation with him, let us know what we can do while we're singing this song. Let's stand together.